Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host, as always. I am also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-host come together to make sure everyone has the information they need to get their family game on. Today, I want to talk... I'm not driving just yet, so everybody knows. I am parked at a Dunkin' Donuts, and what I'm going to do is read a quote and then start driving. Because obviously I can't start driving and then read the quote because that would be super dangerous. So, this is a quote that was sent to me by, my good friend, the official psychologist of EngageFamilyGaming.com and the research director at TakeThis.org, Dr. Rachel Cowart. And this is a quote she sent me, after, you know, a tweet of hers kind of blew up. And more or less it is talking about why kids play games and why anyone plays games, and how we need to talk about why games are being played versus how long. So this is her quote. She says, "It's time to pivot the public discourse about video games away from addiction and towards video game play as a potential coping strategy for depression, anxiety, and stress." So the reason that she brought this up, and this is something that's kind of come out, you know, a couple times, is, most recently, Prince Harry, who I'm not certain how he has any level of expertise to be able to speak on this, talked about, you know, how Fortnite is designed to be addicting, and that it needs to be banned. And, you know, a lot of folks, you know, obviously it got a lot of attention because the royal family always gets a lot of attention, probably a disproportionate amount of attention, but whatever. Most of the time, recently, it's been fun things like weddings and babies and, you know, good stuff like that, which I can't get mad at, right? There's so much negativity in the world. Let's celebrate just a crazy big old wedding, right? Like, who cares? And who doesn't love babies? So, especially babies that you don't have to take care of. So, but he came out and, you know, Prince Harry came out and said that Fortnite is addicting and should be banned. It's designed to be addicting. And that, again, it riled everybody up and got people talking about video games being addicting and video game addiction just in general. Now, I've spoken at great length to Dr. Rachel Cowart about this. It's tough. Like, I always want to call her. I'm just going to call her the good doctor. I've talked to the good doctor about this a number of times. And, you know, whenever it comes up, we talk about, you know, we actually had a whole episode of Engage Your Family Gaming podcast. I think it was last year about this, where we addressed specifically addiction because it was being added to I work in the healthcare field, but it's being added to, or it's being proposed to be added to the list of diagnoses that are recognized, and that's a big deal. And if it happens, we went on record, and I'm sorry, I'm having trouble talking today. We went on record talking about how that could be problematic. There's a lot of challenges that come along with that. And it's not necessarily a good thing. And the biggest reason, and it's kind of surfaced in some of her writing and speaking since then, is that she believes, and I believe as well, that at the end of the day, video games are just a thing that we do. And in many cases, there is and I would say probably the most cases, there's an underlying reason why we are engaging in this behavior. It is not because we are trapped in some loop in this game. It could be that we are depressed and video games give us relief from that. Could be that we feel powerless. and video games give us agency. You know, this is also something that's covered in Reality is Broken by Dr. Jane McGonigal. She wrote a book, and realistically, if you are a parent and you have a child who you feel is, like, struggling with video game addiction, I think Reality is Broken is a book that will is required reading. I've had this book in my toolbox for a while, and back, you know, years ago, I'll never forget, a woman named Mary, who I used to work with, she had a teenage son who was playing League of Legends. She thought he was playing it far too much. And so she asked me, you know, why? Like, why do you play so much? You know, why would anyone play so much? And so I loaned her this book because, you know, I thought it had some really important messages. And one of the things that Dr. Jane McGonigal talks about is she talks about how video games present us with work, meaningful work and tasks that we can complete. Now, a lot of, you know, folks who don't play games or who are games adjacent, right? People who support games but don't play them themselves may not recognize what we're doing in a game as quote unquote work or as tasks. But the reality is, for many games, that is absolutely what it is. It's hard, you know, it's hard to imagine that when you're thinking about Super Mario Brothers, right? But Super Mario Brothers is, every level is a series of challenges. Every screen is a series of, you know, is a puzzle that you have to get from point A to point B. You're moving right. And you have to navigate jumps over pits or moving around enemies, things like that, right? And so these are, and that's a less sophisticated example. I mean, the reality is, if you are someone who plays Fortnite, or if your child plays Fortnite, and they buy the Battle Pass is a series of tasks. It presents them with regular challenges that need to be completed daily and weekly, and those challenges are more or less quests. And by completing those challenges, doing those jobs, they earn stars. And those stars turn into levels, which turn into battle pass levels, which turn into, for them, tangible goods. And that quest list is just as compelling in a lot of cases as homework or as chores. More so because it's fun to do it. But you know how we feel, you know, a lot of, how you feel when you clean the kitchen. Just looks awesome, right? You just nailed it, deep cleaned it, and you turn around and you stand in the open entryway to the kitchen and you look at it and it looks awesome and you feel that sense of accomplishment. It's not dissimilar to the experience that a player who's playing World of Warcraft has when they gain a level, because they've completed a number of tasks. And there are a lot of kids and adults who need that sense of control, right? They want that sense of accomplishment. And it is easier for them and more immediate for them to get that sense of control, that sense of agency, that sense of completion by playing a game than by doing other things. I mean, the reality is, for a lot of teenagers, there is not a lot that they can do to show even long-term results, right? Like, if you're a sophomore in high school, right? Yeah, you got homework. You got to work on that. But it really can be hard to think about how working on a paper as a sophomore is going to have a direct or any, like, meaningful impact on your life in the future. The reality is, for a lot of folks, it's really not going to have an impact. So they're going and doing this stuff and they're working, but they have these tasks that they need to complete, that the only real satisfaction they get out of them is that they are done. And the act of completing them, in most cases, not that great, right? Video games have the opposite, right? They're the opposite of that. The act of completing these tasks and doing these chores, quote unquote, is fun in most cases, right? They are entertaining because these games are designed to be entertaining. Well-designed games are entertaining. But they also come with them this kind of chore sheet. And so, you know, someone who has, someone who needs to feel some kind of success, and isn't feeling it elsewhere, it makes absolute sense that they would turn to video games. I mean, I mentioned World of Warcraft, and I've talked about this before, you know, my unhealthy relationship with that game, you know, a decade ago. And a lot of it was because I did not feel like I was accomplishing I wasn't accomplishing anything. I didn't feel like I was growing. I felt weak. I felt incompetent in the face of all sorts of challenges. And I wanted to feel like I was doing something, right? And I played way too much. And it wasn't that I was trapped by World of Warcraft, right? Like, I wasn't trapped by it. I was trapped by my own, you know, sense of self-worth.
Looks like I got a phone call. Looks like I got a phone call.
All right, sorry about that. Had a little bit of an interruption. Got a phone call from the general. Had a little bit of an emergency at school. Don't worry, nothing bad happened. Needed to rearrange some stuff for the day. So, what I think I was saying I was talking about, you know, that desire for control and agency, and a lot of that was because I really didn't feel it. I felt incompetent, and a lot of that tied to anxiety, depression, etc. And having that to-do list, that very easy way to feel like I was moving the needle, in the form of things like daily quests and in, you know, levels and gear score and things like that, absolutely provided me that outlet. And it was easy and it was cheap, and it was quote unquote harmless because it was a video game. So, you know, my relationship with that game was unhealthy, but it wasn't because of the game, right? That's really the lesson that I'm getting here. And I think this is something that we need to start talking about kind of as a society, is that kids, yes, there are lots of kids that are playing Fortnite way too darn much. I agree with that. I have that issue with my own kids. But the issue is not like, are they trapped by this insidious video game? Because I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the vast majority of these kids are not trapped by these nefarious video games. There's a reason that they are playing. It is providing them something that their real life is not. And I think it behooves us as parents to examine that and figure it out and talk to them. And some of that is just sitting with them and talking to them about what they're playing and what they enjoy, right? Some kids, it could very well be that they have trouble winning, and they're good at playing these games, and they have trouble getting a win whenever they're at school and things like that. So they want to play these games because they're tired of taking L's at school, and they come home and they're playing Fortnite and they're good, right? And that's a good thing, right? Like, we want our kids to kind of learn and celebrate victory, even though we don't really think about it as an important thing, you know, but it is to them. So that's really, you know, all I wanted to get at today. You know, that quote really meant a lot to me when she sent it out. It really is true. We just have to start thinking about the why, because it is not because these video games are designed to trap us. Video games are designed to be engaging, especially good ones. They want us to continually interact with them. They're supposed to feel good while we play them. We're supposed to enjoy them. However, if we develop an unhealthy relationship with them, in the vast majority of cases, it's not because these games are manipulating us. It's because there is something else going on. It's because we have, you know, there's another reason. So that's it for today. I'm going to go ahead and share this into the community. I'd love to hear what you all have to think, have to say. And yeah, so we will chat tomorrow. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. Talk to you soon. Bye.